Today's daf is Vachem, daf Tzadik Vav, and we are in the middle of Perek Dam Chatas, all about the halachas of kashering kalim that were used for karbanas. So the Mishnah discussed the concept of bishul and irui, which was an important issue for Hilchos Kachim, and also for Hilchos Shabbos, as Tosfos here, and for Hilchos Yaradeya in general. As Tosfos here notes, and Tosfos and Shabbos, daf Membeis, and elsewhere, Tosfos goes to three different opinions, and then we show him, how do I view Irui? How do I view when I pour something onto, when I pour boiling hot water, boiling hot the material onto any other item, what do I consider it? So the different days, Rabbi Tam holds that Irui is a Kli Rishon, just like in a Kli Rishon, so if you pour it from a Kli Rishon, the Rashbam has the most Bekel Shita, that Irui is a Kli Sheni, and therefore, the second that it leaves the walls of the Kli Rishon, it is no longer considered a Kli Rishon, it's called a Kli Sheni, while we pass in the middle Shita, and that is Bavashak de Klipa, it cooks the outer layer. Most of the time, we would look at the Rashbam as a Kula and Rabbi Tam as a Chumrah. There are one or two cases, though, that Rabbi Tam works out and allows you to do something while the Rashbam might not. Might not. I'm not saying it won't, but might not. Like, for example, the case where the Chalant is getting dried out, and I want to add hot water to the Chalant on Friday night. So what do I do? I want to add it from the urn. So the best way to do it is, let's say I have a Chalant in a crock pot and it is lined, meaning so I've created a covered fire, so I will be able to do hachzara, which is one of the issues of how to put food back on a fire on Shabbos. You need the five conditions of hachzara. It has to be fully cooked. It has to be still warm. It has to be a covered fire. It has to be daito lahachzir. And it has to be oda biyado, right? Those are the five conditions of hachzara. So if I want to add water to the chalent, so an easy way to do it is I could take the insert of the crock pot, put it under the urn, put hot water directly in. What do you mean? How can you put the water directly in? The answer is that's irui kli rishon. So irui kli rishon, we pass is mevashel. So if it's mevashel, then in that case it works out better. The more it's mevashel, the more it's going to be allowed in order to add it straight to the kli rishon that you took off the fire, that you're going to put it back on the fire. The more it's, if that's a kli sheni like the Rashbam, you'd be more hard pressed because you're going from a situation that is not mevashel to a situation that's mevashel. That's why it would be more difficult. But in general, like we gave the example yesterday about the baby bottle, irui, if it's kli rishon, so then it is more lochomer. But there is an important ha'ara that the rishon had mentioned, and that is in the Ran. The Ran in Shabbos on Daf Membeis, and other Rishonim as well, but the Ran notes that this whole discussion of Irui is only if you're pouring onto a solid. If you're Irui onto a solid, then you could say it cooks the outer layer. Mevashel kadei klipa. Or another example which I didn't give yesterday. What if I'm pouring boiling hot chalent, I'm serving the chalent, and I'm pouring boiling hot chalent, and who wants chalent, and I'm serving it, and people have salad or coleslaw or other things on their plate. So, according to a number of poskim, one has to be extremely careful when I pour the hot chalent onto the plate, not to pour it directly onto the salad. Because, according to a number of achronim, even if chalent is out of a kli rishon, it has the status of a kli rishon, because it's what's called dover gush. It's a solid item. And therefore, even if it's sitting, I took it from a crock pot with a ladle and put it into another bowl to serve it from. So according to many, it's machlokas between the Marshal and the Ramah. But according to the Marshal, dover gush is always a kli rishon, even if it's a solid item, even if it's in five different kalim, if it's still boiling hot. So the second that I pour that onto the plate, that could be considered irui from a kli rishon, if I'm going to put it directly onto the salad or the coleslaw, something that has not been cooked yet. So therefore, one has to be careful, according to a number of poskim. There is makom lahakel, if one is not makbid. But according to a number of poskim, one should be careful when one puts the chalent on the plate to have a mechitza. Have a mechitza on the plate in order to not to pour the chalent directly on, and even if when it's on, possibly to separate it with something that has already been cooked. Okay, so that is all, but that's all pouring it onto a solid. But the Ran says in Shabbos, if I pour it onto a liquid, so then we will be mako and say that the liquid diffuses all of the hot water going in. There's no layer that it hits. It goes into the entire water, and therefore, even if you say it's usually mevashel kadei klipa, but onto a liquid, it could be that it won't be mevashel at all. That's what the Ran says on Daf Chafam and Aleph in the Daf Harif. Dafilo tips alomar to iri kli rishon kli rishon hanimili b'ma'aral gabi tavlin v'chayotzei. But if you're pouring onto spices, something with the surface, she'ena chamin misarvin b'tochan ela makin aleim b'kiluchan u'mevashlin avomayim b'mayim she'en misarvin mamish Ein koach lekloach levash lekiluach levash alamayim atachtonim. Then you don't have to worry. Where does this come up? Very lamaisa, pouring it onto liquid. That is, let's say somebody is having a second cup of tea. How careful do I have to be to make sure that there's no more drops left from the first cup? Or if there's a little tea left, right? Not even drops. If there's drops, then one might say, the toaster discusses this, then it might be a problem anyway, because it's going to be totally absorbed into the hot water. But if it's a couple of, it's a little bit of tea left, I'm going to add more hot water. So is that an issue? So a number of posts can say it's not an issue, because Iri Kilivishan is like Kilivishan onto a solid. Plus the fact that it was a Bishalach HaBishal, the water was cooked already, there are a number of coolers, but this is part of the issue of Iri, part of the sugyas of Iri, which come up very lemaisa. Okay, let us continue now. Says the Gemara now, Hahutanura. I think we're up to Hahutanura, Tzadik Vav Mabez. Hahutanura. By the way, tonight, the Ian Shear related to Daf is tonight. Psikresha. Lumdus of Psikresha. Not so much Lamaisa of Psikresha, a little bit Lamaisa, but more the Lumdus of Psikresha relating to the Rashi that we mentioned on Daf Tzadik Alef Mabez. The Rashi about using the big drops, because it wouldn't put out the fire if it was small drops. So we're going to relate Bez Hashem to that Rashi. Okay. Says the Gemara, Hahutanura, there was an oven, Da'atchubei Tichaya, there was an oven that they smeared it with certain fats. Certain types of fats, the fat of an animal. They smeared it in order to make it cook better. Rashi says, Mintigunu, it's a type of frying. She'osin milechem, va'at v'tashin hatanur ba'alya. And you smear the inside of the oven with the aliyah, with the tail. And after you do that, it gives a nice flavor to the lechem. So they bake it afterwards. So, says the Gemara, if you have this oven that they lined, they smeared the inside of it with fats. Asra Rabba Barahili Lamechla Larifta Laolam. Rabba Barahili asered bread forever. Any bread that was baked in this oven, he asered it forever. La'olam, the afilu b'milcha, even in salt. What does even in salt mean? Salt just means eating it with just plain. Right? Bread and salt. Even salt plain, meaning not even eating it with milchiks. If you have bread that's baked in a, not just a fleishik oven, but here where you line the inside of the oven with fat, it's aser, dilma asil mechla b'kutcha, because you might come to eat it with milchiks. Rashi says, La olam va'afilu hisikuhu va'afubo. Even if you first heated it up and then baked in it, Rabbi Barahili says it is asur because he holds eno yosi mido dafyu, it never leaves. Ovens in those days, if you remember, were made out of cheres, made out of earthenware, and we paskin, generally, we'll talk about this more, that it never leaves. You can't kasher earthenware. Can't kasher cheres. And therefore, says Rabbi Barahili, if you have this type of oven that's made out of, you can never make it unfleishiked. So therefore, it is always going to be usher because Rabbi Barahili is scared that you're going to eat it with milchiks. Says the Gemara Meisva, is that really true? We had back in Meseches Psachim, Ein Lashon Eseisa B'chalach. One is not allowed to make milchik bread. You're not allowed to knead your dough with milk. V'im Lash, and if you did, Kol Hapas Kula Asura Mipneher Galavera. The whole bread is usher. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Issa d'Rabbanan to make and eat milchik bread, b'pnei hergal aveira, because you might come to eat it with fleishik. So let's say bread is a staple of society. We mentioned this in the past, like in the, notwithstanding the American scene, but everywhere else in the world, bread is more of a staple. It's always on the table whenever you eat somewhere. So that is why Chazal asered eating milchik bread, because there's a very good chance you're going to come to eat that with fleishiks, kayotzi bo, or similarly, ein tashin es satana ba'alya. You're not allowed to smear the inside of the oven with tail, with fats. Same thing, you can't make fleishik bread. V'im tash kala paskula asura. And if you did, the entire bread is asur, until, but here the b'risa says, ashiyasik es satana. You have to heat up the oven. If you heat up the oven first, before you put the bread in, so that, we assume, gets rid of any of the fleishiks on the inside of the oven. So therefore, it's going to burn up, and it's going to be mutter. So tziyufta, the Rabbi Haili tziyufta, so it's tziyufta, because Rabbi Haili said it doesn't matter, it's asur always, forever, even if you're going to heat up the oven, while this brisa says that no, it's only if you, the first time, let's say, well, you didn't heat it, but if you heated it afterwards to kasher it, then that would not be a problem. Okay, this is the issue of milchig and fleshig bread. The question, let me ask you, how can we eat pizza? That's milchig bread. Right? It's bread with milk. It's not kneaded with milk. So is it different if you put milk on afterwards? Okay. Okay, maybe we'll come on to a different heter also. What about, we asked you, I think we asked that yesterday, Shir, right? Thomas says English muffins. How could the OU give a heksher to Thomas English muffins? They're milchig. O-U-D. How could there be O-U-D? So this is the sugi here, and so it's a major machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam, what exactly is the heter for having any type of milchig bread? So Rashi, the Gemara there in Psachim Daf Lamed Vav says, if you make the bread ke'ein tura, like an ke'ein tura, what does that mean? Like an ox? If you make it like an ox, it's mutter. So what does that mean if you make it like an ox? So Rashi says, ke'ein tura means like the eye of an ox. Literally. Like the eye of an ox. Ain, not kain like, but lie like an eye. Rashi says there, Psachim Lamed Vav, Ma'at, ka'ain shel shor. If you make very, very little at a time, then it's mutter. Why? De achile miyad bebasachas, velo mashile, de linchi, den shenelish bechalef. If you eat very little at once, then it's going to be mutter. Why? Because you're not going to put it back in the fridge. If they had fridges in those days. Right? You're not going to put it back in the fridge. There's no worry that you're going to forget and take it out another time and eat it with fleishig. If it's so little, you're obviously going to eat it at one sitting. And therefore, there's no worry. And you're going to remember that you baked it with milk now. So there's no worry that you are going to eat it with anything fleishig. What's the shear? What's the shear for a little? According to Rashi, how does the one define a little? So the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see, of course, Rashi says one sitting. You can eat it then, at that point. The language of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Sadek Zayin, Kedei Achila Babas Achas. You can eat that one sitting. That is the that anything more than that is a problem. The Ramah is a little more. Make a one day. Maybe you can eat it later in the day, one day. But that is Rashi Ke'ein Tura. If you look in the Rambam has a different shot. What is Ke'ein Tura? Nothing about the eye of an ox. Come on. Ke'ein Tura, according to the Rambam, means v'imshina b'tzuras apas acha tihiya nikeres kidei shelo yochal balo basar balo chalav harizu muter. If you make it ke'ein tura, that just means in a very unusual way. You make it like shaped like an ox. If you see a piece of bread shaped like an ox, so then you're like, oh, that's funny bread. That's unusual bread. So if you make it in any unusual way, so then people are going to remember, oh, it's a different kind of bread. They're going to remember it's milchik, and they won't come to eat it with fleishiks. So again, that is the Rambam. How different does it have to be? How different? No, but what if, so the Chachmas Adam, the right here in Siman Nun, has to be that even in a place, somebody from coming from out of town will come here and say, oh, that looks strange. Right? It has to be objectively unusual, according to the Rambam. Those are the two Aterim. Both Aterim, according to Shulchan Aruch. Both Rashi and the Rambam. So if milchig bread, if I make very little, or if I make it in an unusual way, so everybody would realize, so then one can be makel. Okay, so that is a big issue. So the issues that come up is, I'm not going to get to this now, but are you allowed to put in a little milk knowing that's going to become batel? You're allowed to do that. That's a discussion in the poskin. But the other issue that comes up is, what about the muffins? So do the muffins have either of these heterim? So Rabbi Ganak, who's the halachic administrator of the OU, has said it's based on the two things. Number one, each muffin you eat is small. You don't take a bite of a muffin. Each muffin is small, so you eat it at one sitting. That's assuming that you go by each muffin and not by the package. Number one. And number two, they have a unique shape. So that's his suggestion. Rav Schachter does not like either of those. He says you go by the package, and it doesn't have a unique shape. You look at the other Pashkis greens brands; they look exactly the same. The Pyro muffins. So Lav Dafka, that these look so unusual. So Rav Schachter thinks it's based on a different reason, that the issue of bitulis olachachila, that they put a little negligible amount of milk in, so they purposely, is that a problem of bitulis olachachila? So he assumes that if they make it for the, not for you, but if they make it for the general public, then you could rely on that, and therefore the milk in there is so negligible anyway, that's why you could have the heter. Nafkmin, is it considered OUD then or not? Is it OUD? Pasha is OUD, unless they're being machmir on both sides. They're, or at least in that way, you're allowed to put it in, it's not called bedilas al-gadchila, but be machmir that not to eat it with fleishik. So either way, It's on the OU shoulders, if you have it. But the other idea that might be suggested is, what about packaging? Could packaging be enough to say that this is special? If you put a big fat OUD on it, if it's in the package, so is that going to be enough? So that is another discussion, printing the word dairy on the package. Rabbi Jachter, Rabbi Chaim Jachter, in one of his articles about this topic, quotes the Rav as saying that it is sufficient. That it's that if there's something on the package. So again, these are all different ways how one could give the heter. What about cakes? What about making milcha cookies? Not bread, but cookies. That's a big shiloh. Milchik, milchik cake batters, or milchik what are those things called? The chocolate chips. Milchik chocolate chips. So is one allowed? So that's a serious issue, because there's a lot of power of chocolate chips. Oh, exactly. So those, the whole heter might be based on the fact that that's not eaten with other things. Bread is the staple, but dessert can be eaten with other items. So again, dessert, does eating milk, you have to place it itself in this, is an issa derabanan. So you might say it's like zera. So there are hetam. The Chachmas Adam says that exactly this svara, that maybe it's only usher by items that are usually eaten with other foods. V'davka pas she'omi lechol and baser v'imchalav avol ma she'ein derech lo'achlo rach l'kinuach o'im mashke mutter v'lo chayshina she'yuchlenu achar shalcha baser v'gvina t'kulei ha'lo chayshina. That's a gzera l'gzera. The whole issue of having milk is after fleishiks is a derabanan anyway. Okay, so that is some of the major points of milchik bread, fleishik bread. Fleishik bread doesn't really come up so much. So that's why it's spoken about the milchik bread. Now we though continue. Weiter. Any other issues that might come up here? Milchik bread. So pizza obviously is a special shape. Right? That's why pizza looks different. Also, it's clear. It's clear that it's milchik. It's clear that it's milchik. All those milchik breads, you need the milk in, you can't tell. Here, you see the cheese dripping down. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem because of that. Okay. Last skinny line. So we just said that by cheres, Rabba Bar Ahili says there's no way to kasher it, but what did the Mishnah say? If you're masik, if you heat up the oven. So that's like kashering it, even we're talking about cheres, aren't we? So that's the Gemara. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, v'chimei achar di'itosav Rabba Bar Ahili, since we knocked him out, meaning we say it can be kashered. Amai Amar Rav, why did Rav say kederes b'Pesach yishaveru? You gotta break your pots before Pesach. Got to break them if they have chametz, and then there's no way to kasher them, these cheres pots. What do you mean? Didn't we just say in this brisa that there is a way if you're masik them, if you heat it up? So the Gemara answers, Amalei Rav, Muki lo hahi b'shamataches. Rav, who says you got to break them, will say, no, the only kashering that can take place is metal. Can't kasher cheres, period. Can't kasher cheres. We paskin, enu yotzi midei dofno la'olam. Cheres cannot be kashered. Right, if somebody has a mug, that got trafed up, you basically can't kosher it. So v'bayisema, or betana shel cheres, or maybe we're talking about cheres, but there's a difference between an oven of cheres and a pot of cheres. We said an oven of cheres can be koshered. We didn't say pots. What's the difference? Zeh seiko mi befniv, zeh seiko mi bachutz. In oven, the fire is inside the oven. The food is put inside the oven, and the fire goes exactly where the food went. So that's why you could kosher it. By a pot, the food goes inside the pot, and the heat goes outside the pot. So that makes it worse. That's why it's unkosherable, unless you turn over the pot, and you cook it from the inside. That's what the Gemara just says. So why don't you just do it inside? Turn over the pot, and let the fire go on the inside of the pot. Answers the Gemara, you won't do that. Chayis alayhu demispari. Right, you're choshesh for it. Right? People are worried about their pots. They're not going to want to do this because their pots, a very good chance that they're going to break, and therefore we don't allow you to do this because we're worried that you're not going to do it properly. You're not going to really kosher the pot properly from the inside. Hilkach, therefore, the Gemara just says, by the way, hi, kubia. This type of kubi is a type of, Rashi explains, ra'afim chalulim k'min shvitas keder. It's a certain type of pot that you have rings, one on top of another, and you put certain foods inside of it. Hesekah mibachutzu v'asar. It's hesekah, it's heated on the outside, and therefore it's not kasherable. So interesting, the Gemara does say, though, that there is a way out for cheres. If I heat it in the same place where the food is, then it could be okay. Let's say, we'll get to this, but let's say, I don't know, if you turn it, do you have any cheres pots? Remember, any cheres pots? China. If you have china, but we used to say, okay, put it into the self-cleaning oven, which usually might destroy it. That's why it's not usually done, but this is, if you have some type of cheres that you could apply the heat to the place of the food, there might be room for heter. So the big issues of kashering, the two places where kashering comes up, it comes up in Yeridea, but also comes up in Hilchas Pesach, Taf Nun Aleph, that's the simon in Arachaim, about kashering. So the first two seifim there, quote our Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kedero Shel Cheres, Shenishtamish Behem Chametz Kol Hashana. If you have Cheres pots that you use the entire year for Chametz, Afilu Osam Shots Behem Daiso Mine Kamachim, even those pots which you make Daisa, and other types of flour. Mishav Shefan Heitev Binyan Shlo Yeh Chametz Niker Bohen, Umutel HaShosan La'achar Pesach. L'shamish Behem Bimino Behem Bishlo Bimino. Shulchan Aruch first says, clean them very well, and you don't have to smash them. Meaning, you could wait till after Pesach and use them again. As long as you clean them and there's only blia in there, don't worry about that in terms of Pesach. Umatzdian bePesach b'makam sanua, and put it away on Pesach in a hidden place. She'enu ragel leilich sham. So you don't usually go there to take out pots. Kadesh shelo yavo l'shtamish bePesach. When we put tape on the cabinets that say Pesach on chametz on it, so it's a kiyum of the Shulchan Aruch. Putting it away. V'tov l'sagra mechadu l'athim avtech. Fine. Aval hesek she'asikam ba'esh eino mo'o lohem v'lo l'shum kli cheres she'nishtamish ben chamin afil shelo idea or el she'iru l'toch aroschen, even if you just use it for irui. We pass on that. Still usher. You can't kasher the cheres. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'afilu im yamalim gecholim. Even if you put coals inside. Why? Didn't we just say that would work? But what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that we're worried that you're not going to do it well, because you're scared that it's going to break. That's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says. Chayshina until machayis alayu shemapaki. Maybe they will break. V'lo avelu asaka ma'alya. You don't do a proper asaka. Mihu. But then the Gemara Shulchan Aruch says exactly what we're about to have on the next amud. In mechazir and lekifshan. If there's a way that you can put it back into the kiln, shemitzarfin bo klicheres chadashim mutter. You put it back into the kiln, it's mutter, which we generally paskin. Self-cleaning oven is like the kiln. It's 900 degrees, whatever it is, boiling, boiling hot. And if you put it back in there, it's as if it's new. And therefore, if a cheres could withstand the self-cleaning oven, it would be kasherable. Because not really kasherable, it's considered new. Tekiva shemachlis and lahesa gadol kazev, vade lochayis alayu dimapaki, but regular tanurim, we would not say that. And then the next sif, he talks about kubia. Right, which is what we just said. Kubia, shuklish osim milveinim va'afar v'chulu, it hazekem mivachutz, and you can't kasher it. Okay, that is the issue of cheres. If you look in the Shari Tshuva here, Shari Tshuva quotes, I would say top five famous Chacham Tzvi's. Chacham Tzvi quotes, what about if it's been more than a year? The whole heter of Yud Beis Chodesh. Somebody yarshins a fancy set of china from a relative that was quasi traditional, and one does not know what they used it for. You don't know if it's milchiks or fleishiks or... So what do you do? Do you have a heter 12 months? So that's the heter of the Chacham Tzvi. The heter of the Chacham Tzvi, though, one should be note, is not a halacha lechadchila. It's only halacha b'di'evet. The heter of the Chacham Tzvi was that somebody cooked in chametz tikka dishes for Pesach. So you have to throw out the food. So the Chacham Tzvi says, you know what? Probably after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's not even Nosi Tam Lefgam anymore. It's nothing. There's no taste after Yud Beis Chodesh, and therefore you don't have to throw out the food. But I will not allow you to do this L'chadchila. The Chacham Tzvi himself says that. But that's the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Ayin Hey. Hora Halacha L'maisa is quoted right here in the Shari Tshuva. L'hatir Atavsha Shin is even in Cheretz. L'hatir Atavsha Shin is Bashal B'Pesach B'Kdir is Pesach Chametz Naki She'avro Lov Yud Beis Chodesh Aflu Didon The Asrita Nosei Tam Lefgam Mikomachom Acher Yud Beis Chodesh Lekatam Klal Mikomachom Lo Mola'ani Libi L'hatir L'Vashal Ba'al Lichat Chila V'eskim Imo Agon V'chulu V'chulu. And he quotes that, and other Rishonim say, many Achronim say it's against Rishonim. The Gemara never says that. That's a pretty important principle. If we held that way, that Nosi Tam Lefgam disappears after a year. That's a very important principle. So most Achronim say, if we really hold of it, the Gemara should have mentioned it. The Stechemet has 10 pages about the Chacham Tzvi, where he generally assumes that we do not hold like the Chacham Tzvi. Even if you hold like it, but generally we use it as a snifla heter. If you have like five reasons to be mekel, they were probably kosher, and it's after Yud Beis Chodesh, and this and that, it's in Hefsin Merubah. If you use five different heterim, sometimes somebody could fetch out a heter. But we try not to align it l'maisa by itself, because it's only a heter b'di'evet. It's not a heter l'chadchila for one to use the pots. But that's a heter that applies even by Cheres. And again, the Piskei Tshuvos has a discussion of the Achronim that also relate to this Heter of the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, you can look at it in there in Tafran Aleph. Let's continue though now. Says the Gemara, Ela Kedera Shal Mikdash, Amai Yishaveru Nehedrin Olikivshonos. Okay, fine. So getting back to the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we have to break all these pots in the Beis HaMikdash after they become Balua with Nosar and you can't kasha the Cheres? Right, what's all the halachas that we've been talking about? For nechoshes, you clean out any kasha, mirku shtifa. But what do we say by the cheres? Right, we said in the Mishnah that you have to break them. So what do you have to break them for? Just put it back in the kiln. Asks the Gemara. Rashi explains, fine, in the Mishkan, they were traveling, so there was no kiln with them, so you had to break them by the Mishkan. But once you get to the Beis HaMikdash, right, Kedera Shel Mikdash, why don't we set up a kiln so we could save a lot of money? We can recycle. Basically, the question is, why don't we recycle in the Beis HaMikdash? Mokar for recycling in Shas. Says the Gemara, no, you can't do that. Why? Amar Abzera, Lefi Shein Osen Kivshonos, Be Yerushalayim. We don't make big Kivshonos, big kilns in Yerushalayim. The Brice at the end of Perek Meruba, the end of the seventh Perek in Baba Kama, lists off all of the Takanos. I'm sorry, I need a Yerachayim Chela Gimel. Thank you. Lists off all of the takanas that they made when they went into Eretz Yisrael. One of the takanas was, you can bring a Baba Kama too if you have it, thanks. And one of the takanas was that you don't want to create smoke in all of Yerushalayim. Rashi there says in Baba Kama that you're going to be mashchir the ksalim, you're going to blacken the walls, and Yerushalayim has to be beautiful and perfect, and therefore we are not allowed to set up kivshonos. The Rambam quotes all of these halachas in Ilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Zayin. He quotes it right after he says Yerushalayim is kadosh mishar Eretz Yisrael. That's what the 10 kedushos that's listed for the first parak of Masechas Kelim. And the Rambam lists off Yerushalayim kudeshes bishar ha'yaros amukafos she'ochlen kachem kalim umayz yesheni lefnim mechamasa ve'elu dvarim nemer Yerushalayim ein malinim basa meis, you can't leave over a dead body overnight ve'ein mavir mitoch atzmos adam ein maskir mitoch betoch abatim v'chulu ve'ein mekaimin ba ilanos chus meginas vradim, different types of tree laws ve'ein mekaimin ba ashpos mipnei ashratzin. All these different halachas, ve'in osin ba'kiv shonos mipnei ha'ashan. There it is. Right, you can't make big smokestack buildings because it's going to be a problem. How nowadays can we have all these factories and the Angel's Bakery, and you look at any of these, you see all this smoke coming out? Does this only apply to Yerushalayim, the old city? The old city where it's applied to the environs, the suburbs of Yerushalayim. Either way, Lamaisa, I don't see any posting coming out from telling us to break down those buildings. So, Yishbakam Lahakel outside of the old city of Yerushalayim. Okay, what is the putting it back into the... let's do one more line and then we'll come back. Amar Abaya, v'chios and ashpatos ba'azara. What do you mean, so you're not allowed to make kivshonos in order to kill in Yerushalayim? So what do? So you have all these broken kalim. So you can have a garbage dump. So a garbage dump is better than a kiln. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, Ishtamitse, Abaya forgot, Hodatoni Shmaya Bekalnevo. What Shmaya says in Kalnevo, we have this in Yuma, Shivrei Klicheres Nivlon Bimkoman. There was a nace that happened in the Beis HaMikdash every day, that the shards of the Klicheres were swallowed up into the ground. The Gemara in Yuma lists, quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which we're familiar with, the 10 Nisim, and the Gemara says, Tana Vishir. There are other ones, it's not just 10, because this one's not so familiar. There's not just 10 Nisim that happen in Yerushalayim every day, about everybody bowing down, not bumping into each other, and everybody, nobody complaining, and the meat not becoming spoiled, and the smoke going straight up, and the lechem upon never becoming pasul. All those Nisim. So there's more. The Mishnah lists, the Gemara lists off a couple of extras in Yuma on Daf Chaf Aleph. One of them being that the Klicheres got swallowed up, and therefore it is not a problem. Okay, Tosfos here discusses, what's the heter of putting it back into the kiln? Why is that allowed? Right, Cheres, nothing comes out. Nothing comes out of the Cheres. So Tosfos uses the important Lashon, second line in Tosfos Ella, Rabbeinu Tam Haya Omer, Dekishehusku Nasu Kekelim Chadashim. When it is put back in the kiln, it's like a new Kli. Teda, the Amrina Bakula Shas, because it says all over Shas, HaTorah Hi'idah Kli Cheres, says at the end of Avodah Zarah and Psachim, the Torah is made about a Kli Cheres, She'inu Yotzei Midei Daf Yola Olam. It never loses its what it absorbed. V'yamai, Harei Yotzei Midei Daf Yola Dei HaKharos HaKivsha. And why does the Gemara say that? It does lose its Ablia by putting it back in the kiln. El Avadai, no, it must be that we understand it as follows. Kishahusku Na'asu Kekelim Chadashim V'chashivi Kelim Acherim Panim Chadashos Ba'ulakan. It's Panim Chadashos. It's a new face. It's a new kli. And therefore, it is not called the old kli without the bli. It's a new kli. And that's why the Gemara can say a kli charis never loses, because this kli charis never loses its bliya. If you put it into the kiln, it's like a new kli charis. And therefore, that's why it would be allowed. The phrase of Panim Chadashos comes up in various contexts. The source of the concept is in the beginning of Ksubis, where the Gemara talks about Panim Chadashos by Sheva Brachas. You can only make all the brachas of Sheva Brachas, and certain halachas only apply if there are Panim Chadashos, people who aren't at the Machlokas. Chuppah or Suda. Right, that's a machlokas. What is panim chadashos? What if somebody's by the wedding but didn't stay for the meal? Can they be considered panim chadashos? What if they only came for the meal and weren't at the chuppah? Right, that's a big discussion. Rashi and the Rambam there in panim chadashos. The svar being is that it did in the suda, is it in the simcha? Anyway, but that's panim chadashos, the source of the concept. But this concept also comes up in Bava Kamma. In Bava Kamma in Meruba, the Gemara talks about panim chadashos on the tzadik Bava Mabeis regarding the sugya of shinui kona. If I totally change an item, and now it is not the same as it was, the Gemara there uses the language of Panim Chadashos Balakan. Let me just find you the Lashon. Tzadik Vavma Beis, the Gemara says, right here, Afra, Levain Sava Avdi Afra Kani. If I steal somebody's brick and then I pulverize it, I steal any type of material and I pulverize it, I'm kona, shini kona. The Gemara says, am I dilma hadav avalei levain? So why? You could get it back into a brick. Just like if you stole dirt and you made it into a brick, we say it's not shini kona, because you could pulverize it back into dirt, into dust. So why do you say the same thing the other way? No, because if you make it into a brick, hay levain sahrisihu upanim chadashos ba'olakan. It would be panim chadashos, it wouldn't be the same brick. Whenever this comes up, we like to quote the story of Reb Chaim, that the Rav Zevin quotes in Ishim Vishitos on page 69, where there was an elder Rav who wasn't into the whole new derech of Reb Chaim Brisker, and he comes to Reb Chaim and he starts making a whole din Torah that he started making fun of Reb Chaim. Making fun of Reb Chaim that, oh, marriage is not a one-time thing. Marriage, every moment of marriage is like a new chalosa marriage, and panim chadashos ba'olakan in every second. So Reb Chaim looks at him and says, Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Right, he said every second he's married again. So he was just a tongue-in-cheek, but they quote that story on page 69 there. Reb Chaim also had a sense of humor. That was his sense of humor on page 69. That's Reb Chaim's sense of humor. Okay. Weiter. We continue. Says the Gemara now. Elo hada amar Reb Nachman amar Reb Baravua. Tanur shel mikdash shel mateches have. You're telling me that we had yesterday that they made all the ovens in the mikdash out of metal. Nevid the cheres as taking me b'fnim. So make it out of cheres. We said at least by ovens where you heat it from the inside, so it's going to be kashered. So therefore, why don't you say that it's kasherable in the base of mikdash and use an oven of cheres? Answer: De kivan de ika shtei halechem v'lechem apanim. Since we have the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim, the afiyason bitanur, which must be baked in an oven, v'kdushasen bitanur, and they are not put into a kli shareis beforehand. Why? Rashi explains, because they have no oil. Any mincha that does not use oil is not put into the kli shareis, so they're going to be put into the oven. That's the first thing they're put into, and therefore the oven is the makadesh. That's what's going to be makadesh these karbonos mincha v'kdushasen bitanur. So have a kli shareis for kli shareis tacheres lo avdinan. So it's got to be a function as a kli shareis at one point, and all kli shareis, no kli shareis are made out of cheres. V'yafila Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda lo ka'amar elo de'etz, and even Rabbi Yehuda only allows wooden kli shareis aval tacheres lo, but nobody allows a earthenware kli cheres. Just one ha'ara. The question that the Gemara asked yesterday that we never got back to was not answered. If you hang a carbon inside, meaning if you have bishul without bliya, in a Kli Charis. That was not answered. We got onto the Iri discussion, so that was not answered. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha in Paraches Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam paskins, Tzala ha'basar ba'avir taner shel cheres, yesh bedavar safik. Im yishaver hov v'nispash lebo, o lo yishaver hov v'lo nogabo. It's a safik. V'lo b'chadis bovad, el ha'kol ha'kelem shemisham shemen kachem adei chamin. It's all a safik, and you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. The Rambam says b'safik. So the Kesef Misha says, what do you mean? V'yesh lo tamua. Why doesn't he say it's a safik, and therefore you should have to break it? You should have to break it. So why don't you say, if he says, Lama lo hodiyana shu davar safik v'lo paska lo chumra stam kedarko b'shar seke daraisa v'tzorach iyan. Kesef Misha does not answer the question, why don't you break it? So I saw in the Awadav, he quotes one of the Achronim from the Taras HaKodesh. He says, no, what's the chumra here? Break it? But didn't we say on Amman Aleph that there's a worry that if you break it, you don't want to create a garbage dump in Yerushalayim? There was a nace every day, but you don't know if a nace is going to happen if you only do a gemishim safek. Sefer, you can't break it. You can't break it. Why? Because you only do a gemishim safek. If it's a vadai chi of shvira, then the nace is going to happen. Even then, it's a case of somechan al nace. You can put this on the list. We're somechan al nace here. But, only this is the Rabbanan. But if you're not sure, if you have a chiyuv, then how could you break it? You're not sure if the nace, unless you should break it and then see, you'll know what the halacha is. Lo b'shamayim hi, you'll see if the nace occurs. I don't know if you're allowed to do that. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it anyway. We still don't paskin that from that. Okay. Vayter. Here we go. Rav Yisrael bar Yehuda, havi rogel kamid Rami bar Chama. Rav Yisrael bar Yehuda was a student of Rami bar Chama, and then he decided to switch yeshivas. Shavki v'azlo Rav Sheshes. He went to Rav Sheshes. He went to learn by Rav Sheshes. Yom Achad, Pagabe. One day, former Rebbe met former Talmud. Omer Le, so the Rebbe tells the Talmud, Al Kafta Naktan, Recha Asi Loliad. Al Kafta, Rashi says, is like an officer. You want to be close to an officer, you think it's going to make you smell good? Meaning, you think like Mishum Da'azas L'chol L'kamidah Rav Sheshes, Havis L'choki Rav Sheshes. What, because you went to study like Rav Sheshes, you think you're Rav Sheshes all of a sudden? So he was very upset. Amalei Lav, he says, no, Rebbe, he says, I didn't go there, I wanted to get a different Derech HaLimud. I didn't go there because I'm a Balgaiva. Mishum Hachi, well, you know why? Let me explain to you. Mar, Kibaina Milsa, whenever I asked you a question, Pasha Le Misar, you gave me a logical answer. Kimashkachnu Masnisa Pachale. And I always found a Brisa or a Tosefta that I always asked on it. So I never knew how your Svar works into the, right, you can't argue with a Mishnah, you're an Amora. Right, you Rebbe, we're all Amoraim. So we can't argue. So I was always stuck. Rav Sheshes, Kibeina Milsamine, Pashit Le, Mimastisa. Whenever I ask Rav Sheshes a question, he always proves it from a Brisa. He had tremendous Bekias. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Erevin, that whenever Rav Chisda met Rav Sheshes, he started shaking. Because he was always worried about kashas that Rav Sheshes would ask him from Brisas all over Shas. That's Rav Chisda, Merachshin Sivase. You can imagine if Rav Chisda was shaking, what type of Bekias Rav Sheshes had. Anyway, so Rav Sheshes, he always asked it. So the chinami mishkaches masnisa upacha masnisa masnisi. So that even if I would find another brisa that would be against what he said, it would be at least a machlokas in brisas, and therefore that you would allow to be a have a machlokas in brisas. So Amar Leih, so the former Rebbe says, come on, boy mine milsa de ifshat alchaki masnisa. Ask me something, and I'll prove it to you from a brisa. You say I can't stand that to Rav Sheshes. So boy mine asked him this question. Bishel b'miksas kli. What if I cooked in only of a very wide kli, and I only cooked in part of the kli? Ta'un mariko ushtifo ain't ta'un. Does it have to require the special kashering of a kli sharis or not? Amar lei ain't ta'un. Does not need. Midi dahavi ahaza'a. Just like ahaza'a. Just like if damchata sprinkles on a beged, you only have to wash the area where the blood went. You don't have to wash the whole shirt, right? So too by here. This is also by kachim. So the Talmud says, "What's that? Halo tane hachi? What do you mean? Is that a svara? Where do you have that in a Mishnah?" So our Malay says, "Mistavra kebeged. What do you mean? It's just like a beged, like we have in our Mishnah. Ma beged enoton kibas al makam adam. Just like beged only requires the place where the dam was. Avkli enoton mirikushtiv al makam adbishol. After all, they're both kachim alachas. So therefore, the same rules should apply." So Amalei, so the Talmud says, no, I don't like that comparison. Mi dami. Dam lo mefapeya. Dam doesn't bubble up and travel throughout the whole kli. Bishul mefapeya. If you have cooked something, the heat travels, and the whole kli is going to need it. Number one, the Otanya, and also we have another brisa that goes against it. Chomer b'azah mimuriku shtifa, v'chomer b'riku shtifa mimazah. There's a chomer by each one, chomer b'hazah. There's a chomer by hazah by dam chatas that doesn't apply to muriku shtifa. What? Shahazah yeshna b'chatos chitzonios b'chatos primios. Hazah dam chatas applies to all karbanos chatas besides oaf. V'yeshna lifnei zrika. And it applies before Zrikas Adam, meaning when it's royally Zarik, like we had in our Mishnah. Masha ain't came by Mariku Shtifa, unlike Mariku Shtifa, because Rashi explains, Mikra Shtifa only applies by Ne'echolos, by your cooking an item that it should be eaten. That's after Zrika, and it does not apply by Chatos Primios. And Chomer, the opposite, Chomer b'mariku shtifa, shamariku shtifa, no heges b'mekachim kachim b'mekachim kalim. That applies to all karbanas. And here's the line, bisho b'miksas akli, ton mariku shtifa, kol akli, masha'enkin ba'azah. So it's beferish. So the Talmud says beferish that you, it goes in the whole kli, by mariku u shtifa. So Amarle, the Rebbe says, okay, itanya tanya. If you have a brisa, fine, you have a brisa, you got me. It's Beferi's brisa, so I can't make my comparison. V'tayma mai, what's the reason? Amar kovim b'chli b'nachoshes b'shala v'avil mixas kli. Based on a drasha. So therefore, he gives up, and I guess he had to admit that Rav Sheshes was a good Rebbe. Right, so that's how he had to leave it, period. V'aytu, echad kachim kachim, echad kachim kalim. So, ul karbanos are subject to the halacha mriku shtifa. Tan rabbanan chatas, ain't li ala chatas, I only know chatas kol kachim minayin. How do I know all kachim have the halacha that this blia in the kalim and you have to kasher them? Tamalomar, and besides regular kashering, you have to do a special type of cleansing called mriku shtifa, which the Gemara will talk about later on, what exactly it is. Tan rabbanan, tamalomar, kodesh kadashim hi. Yoch l'shani marbez at shuma, I might think that even shruma is included. Even shruma, which is also called Rashis, which is also called Kodesh, also that the halakhas apply. Tamalomar Osa, Prat L'Truma, Div Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda excludes Truma. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon, we had him in our Mishnah. Kachi Kachim Tudim Riku Shtifa, Kachim Kalim Enim Tudim Riku Shtifa. No, only Kachi Kachim had this special type of washing. Dichsiv Kodesh Kadashim, Kachi Kachim In, Kachim Kalim Lo. Right, so he excludes Kachim Kalim, not Truma. My time, Rebbe Yehuda, why does Rebbe Yehuda include kachim kalim, midi itzrach, ozalim ute truma. If truma is excluded, michlad the kachim kalim to nimriku shtifa, it must be kachim kalim are included. Rebbe Shimon amalacha, osa kadamrina. No, Rebbe Shimon says, no, osa excludes kachim kalim. Truma, you don't even need a pasuk for. Of course it's not included. Vitruma, it's not the Gemara asks. Vitruma lo bayim shtifa mrika? Truma does not require it, according to everybody? Vatanya, but didn't the brisa say, Kedera shebisho ba'basar lo yivasho ba'chala. If you have a pot that's fleshik, you can't cook milchiks in it. V'im bisho b'nosein tam, and if you did, you go by nosein tam, you go by shishim. V'truma lo yivasho ba'chulin. And the Tosefta continues, truma, if you cook truma in a pot, you can't cook chulin in a pot. V'im bisho, if you cooked in it, then you want a Yisrael to be able to eat from it. B'nosein tam. Nosein tam. Isn't truma 100? So this might be derabah, this might be daraisa. Not the Rabbanan. So, Benozei Tam. So, what do you see from there, though? That Truma is subject to the halachas of Tam, of absorption. So, why doesn't Truma require Mariku Shtifa? So, answers the Gemara in three ways. Maybe there is an element that Truma does not require. You're right, Truma is like anything else. There's Blia. But there's three ideas that, three possibilities what Truma does not require. Number one, Amar Abaya, Lo Tzricha Elalid Amar Mar, Bishal B'mixas Kliton Riku Shtifa, Kalakli. Ha Truma Lo Tzarech Elamakam Bishal. Maybe that's one answer. Bishal, the fact that it applies to the whole Kli only applies to Kachim and not to Truma. That's what's being excluded in the pasuk. Rava Amar, or possibility number two, Lo Tzricha Elo Damar Mar, B'mayim V'lo B'yayin, B'mayim V'lo B'mazuk. Are you allowed to do the Mriku Shtifa with a substance other than water? So, the Mar says, only with water, not with wine or anything diluted. Ha Afilu B'yayin, Ha, by Truma Afilu B'yayin V'afilu B'mazuk. Truma, you could kasher it with boiling hot other liquid. You don't need water. That's number two. And Rabba Bar Ula Amar, Lo Tzricha El Da Amar Ma, the following. Mriku Shtifa Bitsoni. Mriku Shtifa isn't cold. Ha Afilu Bechamin. Right, this even with hot. Says the Gemara, what? Honey, Ha Mriku Shtifa Bitsoni. And this is meaning what? Rashi has an important point. We're not talking about the koshering here. The koshering obviously has to be done with hot. But the extra type of washing that is done, known as miku shtifa, so does that require cold, or can it even be done with hot? That's the difference between Truman and Kutchim. Ha'nichlan adam mariku shiva b'soni. This fits it according to the mandama that says it is with cold. Elaman adam mariku shiva marika b'cham and shtifa b'soni ma'ikel ha'meimar. So it's still stuck. What's different about Truma? Shtifa, you say rasa. There's still an extra shtifa that is done. So could that be even with hot, or does that have to be with cold? Just 2 points, and then maybe we'll make a couple of more points tomorrow. And that is number one, there's a machlokas l'maisa, hagala. Hagala's kelim. Does it have to be done with hot water or any other liquid? Machlokas Ramban Rashba. Ramban says it has to be done with water. The Rashba says other liquids. The Ramah paskins l'chadchila only with water. The Ramah in Simen Tofnun Beis only with l'chadchila with water and not with others. How does he read this Gemara? This Gemara seems to say if it's non-rikushtif, it can be done with other liquids. That's the Rashba's Raya, that it can be done even with other liquids. Number one. Number two is, there's a minhag quoted in Shulchan Aruch that after I kasher of Hagala, I rinse it with cold water. That is a minhag. Some say, based on the Rambam, that it's because you don't want the hot water to be nivla again, but others say it's going, goes back to this old Mariku Shtifa. They have to rinse with cold. Right, either way, but that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's in, again, that's in Tufnun Beis. Tufnun Aleph is all about Kalim, what has to be kasher, what is kasherable. At the Tufnun Beis is how you do it. The last sif, Noagin Lishtof HaKli B'mayim Karim Achar Hagala Miyad. The minhag is to rinse it in cold water right after you do Hagala. Any type of Hagala you do on Erev Pesach, the minhag is to rinse it in cold water afterwards. Okay, so maybe we'll talk a couple more halachas about Hagala tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, as we continue. Again, tonight, remember the shiur is 9:30, Psik Reisha, Lamdas of Psik Reisha, and the Parsha shiur is tomorrow night. Parsha shiur is tomorrow night this week.